righty. Very beautiful array of flowers we have here. Thank all of you who brought them today. In just a few moments, the flowers that you brought are going to be redistributed throughout the congregation. In doing so, we say two things about the meaning and about why we have a congregation like ours. And like our sister and brother UU congregations around the country, many of them observe this very simple ceremony at this time of year. It's a ceremony that combines a kind of wonderful kind of a beauty with a very somber reminder that we Unitarian Universalists also have a part in the rather very grim story of the Nazi Holocaust of World War II. To begin with, each flower is unique. There's no other just like it. They may be of the same type, but there's none other just like it. The same goes for each of you. And yet when each of these unique flowers are brought together, they make a single beautiful mosaic in which the uniqueness is not lost, but becomes part of something greater than any one single piece. That's the way we are as a congregation. We are greater than the sum of our individual parts. And every time we gather here for worship, we are celebrating that greater than dimension to our life. And just as each of you brought a flower to contribute to this service, so each one of you brings something of yourself that you contribute to this larger whole. Soon you'll be given a flower, one you did not bring. Just as you bring something of yourself to this community, you take away something others have brought. That's also why we gather for worship, to give and to receive. It's also good to recall, as we do on this Sunday, every Sunday at this time of year, in the course of my ministry here, how we got the gift of this ceremony. It comes from a Slovakian Unitarian minister named Norbert Kapek and his wife, Maya. Norbert Kapek was raised in a country once known as Slovakia. First as a Catholic and then as a Baptist, he converted to that faith, became a well-known, much-respected Baptist minister in his country. Then prior to World War I, as the clouds of war were gathering over Europe, he came to the United States. He started a Baptist congregation in New Jersey for Slovakians, published a newspaper in their language. Reverend Kapek, though, had always been a liberal or free thinker, and his inquisitive thinking eventually moved him from Catholicism to Protestantism to Unitarianism. He discovered, as many of you do when you come into this congregation, that he'd actually been a Unitarian, in this case a Unitarian Universalist, for a number of years and didn't know it. Once he figured that out, he took another step on his faith journey. This was well before the Unitarians and the Universalists merged. One of the outcomes of World War I was the creation of a country called Czechoslovakia, a country that has since been redivided after communism fell in Eastern Europe. But in the aftermath of the First World War, Reverend Kapek, now a freshly minted UU minister, Unitarian minister, went back to his home country to plant the seeds of his newly found faith, and he did. He was a magnificent, dynamic organizer. In time, he built the largest congregation ever assembled, over 3,000 members in Prague, and he saw the founding of several satellite congregations around the city. And early on in his work, he decided he wanted to come up with a ritual that would demonstrate what he was trying to do and the faith that he was promoting. So on one Sunday in June of 1923, he asked the members of the congregation if they would bring a flower with them to church the following Sunday. And they did. And then he had the children from their church school program collect them as the people arrived and place them at the front of the church, just as we have done here. And then near the close of the service, he asked the children to hand them back to the congregation, using a similar explanation as to why he was doing it as the one I have offered you. This ceremony came to be repeated in his congregation on a Sunday in June. But his story took a tragic turn. Europe was hardly done with war. Adolf Hitler was essentially given Czechoslovakia on the basis of his utterly false allegation that he sought no wider territory. As the best known and most powerful voice for religious freedom in his country, Kapek embodied practically everything that was antithetical to the values of the Third Reich. As such, he had to be dealt with accordingly. He was arrested in the summer of 1941, eventually sent to the Dachau concentration camp, where he died in October of 1942. Whether he was executed or died in custody has not been ever fully determined. The Unitarian Service Committee, forerunner of our current Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, was originally formed as a relief organization to get Unitarians out of Czechoslovakia before Reverend Kapek's fate became theirs. Their symbol was the flaming chalice and has now become the symbol of our liberal religious movement. One of those who was brought to the United States by the Unitarian Service Committee was Reverend Kapek's wife, Maya. She took it as her mission from the time she arrived in America until her death in 1966 to tell the story of their life in Czechoslovakia, of their church, of the Flower Communion, She urged the Unitarian and then the Unitarian Universalist congregations across America to observe this simple ceremony, both to honor her husband's memory and the work he did for liberal religion, and to give a visible demonstration to this wonderful and precious faith that we share. And so we do this morning. Before the flowers are given out, I'd like us to take our hymnals once again and read together a translation of the words of consecration that Reverend Capek used before his flowers were dispersed. It's number 724, not 723, as in your order of service. Turn to number 724, please. But I read the first paragraph, you read the second, and then we will go like that throughout. These are Reverend Capek's words as he observed the flower communion at his congregation. Infinite Spirit of life, we ask thy blessing on thy messengers of fellowship and love.
May they remind us to commit the curses and fellowship and gifts to be one desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will.
May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike.
May we cherish friendship.
May we not let awareness of another's talents discourage us or sully our relationship. But may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. Let us distribute our flowers. Jenny Grossman and Jed are going to play a selection for us. I'm going to let Jed introduce that.